The Uncommon Reader by Alan Bennett. Narrated by the author.
At Windsor, it was the evening of the state banquet, and as the President of France took his place beside Her Majesty, the royal family formed up behind, and the procession slowly moved off and through into the Waterloo Chamber. "Now that I have you to myself," said the Queen, smiling to left and right as they glided through the glittering throng, "I've been longing to ask you about the writer Jean Genet."
"Ah," said the President, "oui."
The Marseillaise and the National Anthem made for a pause in the proceedings, but when they had taken their seats, Her Majesty turned to the President and resumed. "Homosexual and jailbird, was he nevertheless as bad as he was painted? Or, more to the point," and she took up her soup spoon, "was he as good?" Unbriefed on the subject of the glabrous playwright and novelist, the President looked wildly about for his Minister of Culture, but she was being addressed by the Archbishop of Canterbury. "Jean Genet," said the Queen again, helpfully, "vous le connaissez?"
"Bien sûr," said the President.
"Il m'intéresse," said the Queen.
"Vraiment."
The President put down his spoon. It was going to be a long evening. It was the dogs' fault. They were snobs, and ordinarily, having been in the garden, would have gone up the front steps, where a footman generally opened them the door. Today.